This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio for the movies It and It 2, actor Jeremy Ray Taylor. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
So where are you from originally?
Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Yeah.
Where's the accent?
Nowhere. I kind of learned, but it kind of just faded away the more I went to LA and things.
That's such a charming accent, though, but you wanted to be able to get rid of it because I guess it limits you, right?
Right, yeah. You know, if you walk into an audition with a southern accent like this, then they're like, well, you might not be.
But you can turn it on when you want.
Yeah, I can turn it on as much as I want.
See, there it is. How'd you get into acting?
It was about 8 years ago. I started when I was 8 years old, so I've been doing this for half my life.
Half your life already, aren't
you? and we were, my mom's the manager of a band, so the person that was working with that band kind of noticed my personality and was like, hey, you should try this. And we were like, no. And then they kind of like did it, you know, push it more. And I was like, okay, yeah, I guess might as well. And then kind of blew up.
So. And then it went from there.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. What kind of music does a band play?
They're a, acoustic alternative.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's their name? We'll give them a shout out.
Chasing Da Vinci. They're wonderful.
Chasing Da Vinci. Yeah. Mom managing. Way to go. Right on.
Yeah.
Have to check them out.
For sure.
So you're part of the revival of the Nickelodeon series, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Correct, yes.
What can you tell us about the new season?
Well, it's going to be a little bit different than the original. You know, it was a 90s show at first, so it'll be a little bit different because the original was kind of like every episode was a different story.
Uh-huh.
But this is 3 one-hour continuation of a story.
Okay.
And it's more about the Midnight Society instead of what the stories that they tell. So things will be actually happening to the Midnight Society this
time. Got it. Is it pretty scary or?
Yeah, it's a lot scarier than I thought. I just recently watched it. And it's going to be really good.
And most importantly, are you afraid of the dark?
I think everybody's a little bit afraid of it. I mean, you know, it's like the unknown. So
pitch dark. It gets crazy. I love it. Dark. But when it's dark and you're in bed and you forget how dark it is and you wake up and you can't see. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, you like don't know where you are.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. So the second It film has been a huge hit in theaters, obviously. Has the cast gotten pretty close, I gotta imagine?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was really cool to come back like 3 years later and see the adult cast go through the same experience as us. It was like a little bit nostalgic for us. It was amazing.
I bet. Where'd you guys shoot that at?
Toronto, Canada.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's fun, right?
Wonderful
there.
Place.
Did you get any advice from any of the adult actors like Bill Hader or James McAvoy?
Surprisingly not. This is the most surreal part about it, is that they were playing the older versions of us. So they were asking for advice from us. And I was like, I don't know. You were amazing. Do your thing.
Aren't you an actor?
Yeah. So they kind of went to us and were like, how do I play you? And I was like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to tell somebody
with a lot of swag. You got to tell them very cool with a lot of swag.
Thank you. Yeah. No, yeah. It was interesting. It was a lot of fun.
And is it me or are you doing a lot of scary projects?
No, yeah. I'm getting pigeonholed into 90s horror reboots for sure.
That's kind of awesome though.
No, yeah. It's amazing. I'm loving it for sure.
You a fan of horror or just worked out that way?
I actually wasn't like at all before it. I used to get like way too scared of them. But now that I've kind of filmed it and kind of know what's going on behind the scenes, I love it. I watch it all the time.
Helps you overcome it, I bet.
Yeah,
sure.
For sure.
You're also part of the Good Days tour where you're visiting different high schools. So how does this program work?
It's a partnership with Safe and Sound Schools and Chasing Da Vinci, actually. We're going to pick three different schools and we're going to go to them and do workshops and play music for them and we're going to get to know them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Are you a junior right now? Or?
Yeah, I'm a junior.
Are you homeschooled?
I'm homeschooled, yeah. My mom runs it, actually.
Your mom's busy.
My mom's
get
very
your
busy.
Mom managing bands, running schools. Yeah. Look at that. Multitasker right there. And you're 16, right?
I am, yes.
Do you have a driver's license yet?
Not yet. I've been too busy.
Are you working on it?
I am trying, yes.
What I would see, if I was a kid growing up right now, I would adopt the whole Uber deal. Or does mom oppose to that?
Well, in Tennessee, they don't have Uber.
They don't have Uber in Tennessee? No. Wow. I thought I just assumed it was everywhere.
Well, I'm sure they do in some parts, but we live
probably
in a very small town.
In the bigger cities, they would have it, yeah.
Like what Nashville, I think they have it.
What part of Tennessee are you from?
We're from Bluff City, which is as east as you can possibly go. We live on a farm.
That's cool. Yeah. What's the nearest big city?
Knoxville, probably.
Knoxville?
Yeah, we're about 3 hours away from there. But like our stamp is the Bristol Motor Speedway, if you've ever heard of that.
Yeah.
NASCAR thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How far are you from Chattanooga?
About 2 hours.
Okay.
So yeah,
they have a great aquarium there.
Yeah, they do.
Do they really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I grew up in Georgia, so like I've been to it before.
I know why, because your best friend Dennis Haskins is from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Is he from
there? Yes, he's from Chattanooga.
He's also not my best friend.
Yes,
but.
He is his best friend. That's a long story, and it is a small world. You play golf too, right?
I dabble. I've actually never played real golf. I've only played Top Golf.
Only Top Golf?
Yeah.
Okay. Real golf takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
That's a deal. And then when you're a kid, you got too much. You're too busy.
Exactly.
Yeah, and Top Golf is way more fun.
Way more.
Oh, yeah,
fun.
Not
golf
as frustrating.
Is a blast. Yeah.
What about? Are you a gamer?
Oh yeah, totally.
What's your game of choice?
A lot of people don't like this, but it has to be Fortnite for now.
That's popular.
Right, yeah. And then we're actually doing a little Are You Afraid of the Dark tournament really, really soon.
A Fortnite challenge?
Yeah, on the 10th. Like, we're doing a big tournament, yeah.
Oh, what's your favorite Fortnite dance?
Oh, gosh. That's a really, really tough one. I don't know the names of them, but I'd say...
Which one? I know them all.
You can just get up and do it.
We'll say Orange Justice.
Oh, Orange Justice. Yeah. Yes, I know the Orange Justice.
Which one is that one?
That's the one where you just kind of on the ground.
Yeah. Nobody really knows what you're doing. You're just kind of sitting there.
My daughter made me do the Fortnite dance challenge. So I'm familiar with those.
That's fun.
Right on, man. So you got a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
So home is still Tennessee. You're not living in LA full time yet.
Not yet.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
How does it work with auditions and what have you?
They're mostly like self tapes.
Oh, right. You can do that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that works out well.
Yeah, the internet makes that a little easier, I think.
Yeah, the
email stuff. Like,
for the Netflix show
that
I'm doing on Netflix, we found, I think, two or three of the actors.
Yeah.
They put themselves on tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can live anywhere now.
Literally.
But that is awesome.
It's crazy.
Come out and do it.
Yeah.
But then you eventually have to come and test.
Right, yeah. Which they'll either fly you out there or you have to pay for that, depending on, you know, what you're working with.
But best of both worlds. You get to have a real life.
Yeah.
No, do you go to regular school? Oh, no, your mom's homeschooling you.
Right, yeah.
Your mom's homeschooling. You don't want to go to regular school?
No. Not, no, no.
No, wait. why are you adamant about no?
I've never been public schooled, ever.
Ever in your life?
No, I've been homeschooled my whole life.
Oh, really?
They live on a farm 3 hours away from anything. Like...
Well, I'm sure there's got to be school around there. Is that, you don't like other kids or you just want to focus on it?
My mom has had the homeschool my whole life. And I feel like it's not less work, but we only go like once a week. And then we have homework to do. So you're kind of work on your own schedule.
Yeah.
And I could never do public school with traveling so much. I'd get kicked out.
So I wish I could do that with real work. Just show up one day a week and then just do everything else on our own.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah. So then how do you make friends and stuff?
Well, we go every Monday.
Okay.
So it's like a regular public school day every Monday.
That's cool. Once a week?
Yeah.
I like that deal.
Yeah, no, it's amazing.
That's a really cool deal. All right. Before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right, Jeremy?
Let's do it.
Favorite singer or band?
I'm going to self-promote Chasing Da Vinci. Boom.
Look at that. Nice. Good answer. Movie you've seen the most?
Wow. Oh, I had it and it's gone. The Incredibles.
Favorite superhero?
Finding Nemo. Sorry, I'm going to change that.
Finding Nemo? Okay, fine. Favorite superhero?
Shoot. That's hard. Black Panther.
Go-to late-night snack?
Popcorn.
Time travel destination?
Like the ancient times with dinosaurs.
Oh, you want to...
I want to go back.
You want to go back.
Yeah.
You want to be someone's dinner.
Right. Exactly.
They ate you back then. Congratulations on everything, man.
Thank you very much.
And good luck to you.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll see you out here.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, watch Are You Afraid of the Dark Friday on Nickelodeon, and you can follow him on Instagram at Jeremy Ray Taylor. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you for having me. On with Mario Lopez.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.